亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息，今天题目是圣灵赐给我们，让我们一起来分享。We're going to John 7.
今天晚上我们要来看约翰福音第七章
Verses 37 to 39，
三十七节到三十九节，约翰福音第七章。约翰福音第七章三十七到三十九节。节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Read verse 39 again.
我们再来看三十九节，再读一次。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
That is a very, very interesting scripture. If you notice it's in parenthesis, it's not part of the rest of the scripture.
如果你注意到，这是插入的句子，这不是在经文其他的部分当中的。
It's an addition that Saint John put in.
这是一个加入的话。
To explain.
约翰加入补上去的话来解释。
The Holy Ghost was not yet given to the world because Jesus was not yet glorified.
那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Why did it wait all those hundreds of years?
为什么要等了这么千百年呢？
To be manifested to the world, the Holy Spirit to be manifested to the world.
圣灵才能够彰显给世人。
All those years had to wait until Jesus was glorified.
必须等了这么多年，直到耶稣得荣耀。
Why was that?
为什么是这样子的？
He acted in the world.
他在世界上有行动。
He was there at creation.
他在创造的时候就已经在了。
He spoke through his prophets.
他也借着他的先知说话。
But people weren't conscious of the Holy Spirit. They were only conscious of the prophet.
但是人们没有意识到圣灵，只意识到先知。
He worked in works of power, like with Samson.
他也有能力的工作，像是参孙一样。
He was not manifested to the world till after the day of Pentecost.
但是直到五旬节之后，他才向世人显明。
Now he is given to the church and manifests himself in many ways in all over the world.
现在他在世界各地用很多的方式彰显他自己。
But why was that long wait?
但是为什么等了这么久呢？
Those hundreds and hundreds of years.
等了这么久的时间，千几百年。
And the Holy Spirit couldn't come andAnd work with the world like he's working today.
没有办法来像他在今天世上工作的样子一样。
Something had to happen.
必须发生一件事情。
Now, Jesus himself said something like that.
耶稣自己也讲了这样子的话。
I believe it's in the 16th chapter of John.
在约翰福音第十六章。
Yes, and verse 7.
第七节。然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。
If I do not go away,
我若不去，
the Holy Spirit will not come to you.
保惠师就不到你们这里来。
He just will not.
他就是不会来。
He didn't say could not, he said he would not.
没有说他不能来，而是说他不会来。
Something had to happen.
必须发生一件事。
Jesus had to be glorified.
耶稣必须得荣耀。
Jesus had to leave this world in the way he left it.
耶稣必须离开这个世界，而且他离开的方式。
His name is the Holy Spirit.
他的名叫做圣灵。
I see if I can illustrate that very, very dimly.
我看我能不能稍微的来说明一下这件事情。
When I was a boy,
当我小的时候
we lived near.A large tannery where they tanned leather.
我们住在一个就是染皮的厂，附近。
And right next door was a place where they killed the animals.
而就在隔壁是他们杀动物的地方。
Then they'd take the skin and take it over to the tannery.
然后他们就把那个皮取了，送到染皮厂去。
And the tannery had big vats where they would soak these skins for months even.Until the chemicals had penetrated the leather and made it so it would be leather rather than just skin that would quickly deteriorate.
那个染皮厂，他们就会把皮放到很大的池子里面，浸在化学药物里面，浸好几个月，好让那个皮真的成为是皮革，而不是会朽坏的皮而已。
And because it was only about a mile away,
因为那个厂大概只有一里。
If I had some spare time, I would often go over and see.The caretaker of the tannery who had a son about my age.
我常常就是有空的时候，我就去会看那个厂里工作的一个人，他有个儿子十岁，跟我年纪差不多。
And I've been in the tannery many times and watched the different processes.
我有很多次也在那个染皮厂里面看他们不同的过程。
But all the smell.
哦，可是那个味道啊。
Fortunately, the main winds never went from there to our house.
幸好的风从来就没有往他们那边从吹到我们家那里。
But the smell was horrific.
可是那个气味真的是很糟糕。
And it was not pleasing.
是让人不喜欢的。
But I noticed something.
但是我注意到一点。
If I go into all that dirty, smelly place.
如果我进到那个又脏又臭的地方。
If I stayed an hour.
如果我在那里待一个小时。
I couldn't smell it.
我闻不出来了。
No, I couldn't.
我闻不出来了。
Smell normal.
闻起来很正常。
Our nose works that way.
我们的鼻子就是这样子的。
It accustoms itself to what's there and no longer sends any messages to the brain.
他会习惯于周围的气氛，就不再会送讯息到头脑里面去，就会接受那个是一种正常的状态了。
It doesn't give any more warnings.
他不会再给你任何的警告了。
It doesn't say stay out of this place, get out quick.
也没有说你要离开这个地方，赶快走掉。
It's just everything's all right.
一切都好，没有问题了。
And every time I go in, it was a horrible smell.
每次我进去的时候，那个味道都很可怕。
But I knew in a little while.
但是我知道，只要过一会儿。
And the caretaker lived just across a little lane.
那个在工厂做工的他只是住在附近而已。
At first I wondered how he could stand to live there.
起初我想说他怎么受得了住在那里呢？
I found out.
我发现了。
What's wrong with this place?
我发现了这个地方有什么毛病。
Everything's normal.
一切都很正常。
Someone go there, oh, what a stench.
有人去那边说哎好臭啊。
Stench? I don't smell anything.
臭吗？我没有闻到什么。
You see, we acclimate ourselves.To what we consider as normal.
我们自己会调整，把有些东西我们看作是正常的。
I've been into places. I've been into houses.
我曾经去过一些地方，去过一些家。
If you could call those places houses.
如果你能够称那些地方是家的话。
Where it was painfully miserable.
那里是很痛苦的，很悲惨。
And the dwellers there thought it was quite lovely.
而住在那里的人却觉得这家很可爱。
On the way over here, we were talking about the high-rises in Hong Kong.
在我们讲，我们来这里的路上。
Have any of you been to Hong Kong?
就是我们讲到说，在香港的那些大楼。
Have you seen those high-rises?
哦，那些高楼。
Quite a few of them.
那里有很多的高楼。
It's every apartment is one room and a balcony, part of a balcony.
每个公寓它只有一间房间，然后还有一个阳台。
There's a long waiting list to get into that place.
要进到那些地方还要等很久的。
And you can't get in unless you have a family. It's not for one person.
除非你有家人，不然你还进不去。光是一个人还不能进去的。
And they tell me about 5,000 people lived in that building.
人们告诉我说，有5,000个人住在那种楼里面。
What a miserable way for a family to live in one little room.
一家人住在一个很小的房间里面，这样的生活实在是很不好的。
The bathroom's way down the hall.
洗手间是在那个
No conveniences.
楼梯间里面很远的地方。
The balcony was your kitchen.
阳台就是他们的厨房。
But it was normal.
可是是正常的。
They were glad to get in.
他们很高兴能够住进去。
Because where they were was worse.
因为在他们以前的地方要更糟糕。
And they had their name on the waiting list and hoping it would come.
他们的名字都在那个排队的名单上。
One room.
希望他们能够进到那个很好的一个房间的公寓。
We adjust.
我们调整。
Until we can consider things normal that to other people would be terribly abnormal.
直到我们能够把事情看得很正常，而对别人来讲却是非常不正常的。
I was invited out to a lunch.
我曾经被邀请去跟人家用餐。
In a pastor's home.
在一个牧师的家里。
The one thing most annoying among many other things.
在那些让我很不舒服的事情当中，尤其有一样
were the abundance of flies.
就是那里有很多的苍蝇。
I mean abundance.
真的是很多。
If you took, we sat at the table.
如果你坐在桌前。
And it was the first time I've ever eaten on a table that was living.
那是我唯一，我是第一次坐在一张活的桌子上。
I mean quite literally.
真的是活的。
And they loved the food as much as we didn't.
他们那么爱那些食物。
And they would follow that spoon right into your mouth.
那些苍蝇会跟着汤匙进到你的嘴里去。
And so you plucked a small limb off of a tree and shook it violently while you tried to get the spoon in there while you scared the flies away.
所以你就拿一根小树枝哦，一手拿一根小树枝，一手拿着汤匙，然后。你要把东西吃进去的时候，一边就用树枝一直抖，然后把那个苍蝇给赶走。
If you shake violently enough, you'd have fresh meat.
如果你树枝抖得不够厉害的话，你就会吃到生的肉。
And they thought it was normal.
他们认为这个很正常。
What's all your problem?
都是你的问题。
And I could go on telling quite a few experiences.
我可以继续跟你讲，我有好多这样的经验。
Such as.With the Aborigines of Africa, of Australia.
譬如跟澳洲的原住民。
It's bad enough that the Chinese can eat everything.
中国人什么都吃已经够糟糕了。
But I tell you,
但是我告诉你
the Aborigines have the Chinese beat.
那些原住民他们会打败中国人。
And I was with them a couple of months.
我跟他们在一起差不多有两个月的时间。
And, well, I won't tell you.
我不告诉你好了。
But for them it was normal.
但是对他们来讲是很正常的。
Their house was a bush or a small tree.
他们的家就是一个树丛或是一棵小树。
Their clothing was almost or nothing.
他们的衣服几乎什么都没有。
They could live where we would die in a few days.
他们那样生活，但是我们如果在那里的话，几天就会死掉。
They're very, very interesting people.
他们是很有意思、很有意思的人。
And believe it or not, quite intelligent.
而且甚至很聪明的。
But they loved their way of life.
但是他们喜欢那种生活方式。
They would, if they were taken out into what we call civilization, so often they would go back. They would say, I'm going to take a walk about.
I've got to get
back in tune with the universe, back in tune with the rocks and trees. And,
yeah, I'm here
in a civilization, I'm out of tune. And they are a very old people. They are older than the Chinese people.
他们是很古老的民族，比中国人还要古老。
But it's normal.
但是是正常的。
Not for me, it wasn't.
对我来说不正常。
Not for you, it wouldn't be.
对你们也不会是正常的。
For them, it was normal.
对他们来说是正常的。
We get acclimatized, or we accustom ourselves, or we're born into it.
我们会调整自己，或者说我们生在那样的环境。
What's wrong with it?
然后我们就觉得说，哎，那有什么错呢？
Where a nice French person out of Paris would hold his nose and grab his clothes around him unless he touches anything and get out as quick as he could.
而如果一个人是从法国巴黎来的话，他会这样子捏着鼻子，然后把他的衣服都这样子弄起来了，尽快的出去。
And the natives would laugh.
那些土人会笑。
At these silly Europeans.
笑这些傻的欧洲人。
These foreigners, who can understand them?
这些外国人谁能懂他们呢？
You see.That a little bit illustrates the Holy Spirit, His very name, His nature is holy. He comes from heaven, where everything is so clean. Everything is so clean. There is nothing in heaven that can defile. Or mentally,or physically,
不管是心智上
spiritually,
身体上
or any other way,
灵性上或是在任何方面
it's absolutely, totally clean.
那是绝对的，是完全干净的。
And our world is absolutely, totally dirty.
我们的世界是完全绝对肮脏的。
I wouldn't be surprised that the angels always feel bad when they're ordered to come to earth.
我想当天使受了命令要来到世上的时候，他们一定觉得很不好受。哎呀，我又得去那里了。
Listen, I want to go to that church there.In, near the Stone Mountain, you know? I want you to visit there tonight.
Oh, 我要你去靠近石头山的这边这个教会。
Send somebody else.
哎呀，拜托你差遣别人好了。
Oh, that's not nice. I didn't say that. You didn't hear that, did you?
哦，这个我没有这样子说，你没有听到哈。
But you see, he is so holy.
但是他是这么的圣洁。
That he would not come to this earth and manifest himself.
所以他就不会来到这世上彰显他的。
Something had to happen.
必须有事情发生。
And that was the cross.
那就是十字架。
Until Christ was able to do away with the sins of the world,
直到基督能够除掉世人的罪，不然的话圣灵就不会来。
He just would not.
他就是不会。
I'm not going to that place.
圣灵说我不要去那个地方。
Until God had done the work He'd promised and intended to do and did do finally.
直到神做了他应许而且他已经打算要做的他也终于做了。
Did not yet come because
这就是为什么这边的经文讲说
Jesus was not yet glorified.
那时还没有赐下圣灵因为耶稣尚未得荣耀耶稣还没有复活。
And the resurrection was where He was glorified.
复活就是耶稣得荣耀的
地方。Because the resurrection proved
因为复活证明了
that the crossWas valid.
十字架是有功效的。
You see, the only one that could take away sin had to be absolutely sinless, because if he had any of his own sin, he couldn't take mine.
唯一能够把罪拿走的，他必须是绝对完全没有罪的，因为他如果有他的罪的话，他就没有办法拿走我的罪。
Where are you going to find such a one?
你要到哪里找到这样子的一位呢？
Who is absolutely, totally sinless?
谁是绝对完全无罪的呢？
And Jesus lived on this earth just like the rest of us, and he had to live with all the mess that we're in. We call it normal.
耶稣活在这个世界上必须跟我们有一样的经历，他也活在我们这样一团混乱的世界，我们却认为正常。但是从天堂的眼光看来，从天使的眼光看来，在神的眼光看来，
It's the filthiest place in the universe outside of hell.
这是除了地狱之外最污秽的地方。
And Jesus Christ came here and said, I can live there and not sin.
耶稣基督来到这里，他说：“我可以住在这里，而且不犯罪。”
哈哈哈 ！Laugh the devils.
好，魔鬼就这样子笑他。
Give us a chance, and we'll show you. We can do with you just like we do the rest of them.
你给我们机会，我就会表现给你看，我就会坐在你身上，像对其他人一样。
But to be able, as I said before,
但是就像我刚才讲过的
，to be the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world,
为要成为神的羔羊，除掉世人的罪，
sinless.
他必须是无罪的。
Was he or wasn't he?
他是不是？
Could anybody be? Could anybody live in this atmosphere?
有没有人在这个世界上活在这样的气氛，可能无罪呢？
And the deception.
这世界上有所有的欺骗，有很多的谎言
and the injustices and the crime.
欺骗，还有不公正，还有犯罪。
And not get besmirched, not get defiled in any way.
却一点都不被污染。
Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
看啊，神的羔羊除掉世人的罪。
Nobody could believe it possible.
没有人相信这是可能的。
They did not believe him at all.
人们一点都不相信耶稣。
They considered him an absolute liar, and worse, that he called himself the Son of God.
人们认为耶稣是完全说谎的。更糟糕的是，耶稣称自己是神的儿子，这是完全亵渎的。
They were so angry they killed him.
那些人很生气，所以把耶稣杀死了。
And he should have stayed in the grave.
他本来应该待在坟墓里的。
And only one way he could ever come out of that grave.
只有一个办法，他能够从那坟墓里面出来。
If he told the truth.
如果他讲真话。
There was no sin in him.
如果他讲的话是真的，他里面没有罪。
And therefore he could become the sacrificial lamb for the whole world.
他能够为全世界的人成为牺牲的羔羊。
And by doing so.
借着这样做
When he came out of the grave,
当他从坟墓里面出来的时候
Everything he said and everything he did was proved absolutely true.
他所说的一切他所做的一切都证明是绝对真实的
That was the glorification of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的荣耀
Now the Holy Spirit could come.
现在圣灵能够来了
Now the sins had been taken away.
现在罪已经被除掉了
He could come here now.
现在他能够来这里
And live with us.
和我们住在一起
Because from that time on, he could adjust to us.
因为从那个时候开始，他可以调整来配合我们
From that time on, he could stand up to be with us because he knew that individually, he could apply the blood and the cleansing would come. All the sins would go away.
他能够承受跟我们住在一起，因为他
知道 All the vile chemicals.
那个宝血能够涂抹在我们的身上。
All the blood spattered all over the place.
所有的污秽，所有的东西。
As these raw hides were brought in.
都可以被洗净。
Now he could live with us.
现在他能够和我们住在
一起。Now he could manifest himself.
现在他能够彰显他自己。
That's what had to happen.
这是必须发生的事情。
Because he could not, he would not come anywhere otherwise.
因为不然的话，他就不会来。